V'ein chayov malei mishum tigrul leisa v'tanei. So it means even though the korban itself becomes tigrul or has a psul leisa or has a psul tanei, his psulim are not chal upon these emurim. In other words, since the emurim went out before the zrikas adam, therefore Rabbi Lezer holds the zrikas adam does not help at all for these emurim. Therefore, since the zrikas does not help at all, therefore there is no issa mila. Because usually by emurim kosher kalim, it's only after the zrika is male, they should have a psuna on it. It should have a din mila. It should be set aside like b'kodesh Hashem. Here, since these emurim were yaitzah, were outside there, the zrika does not help at all. Therefore, there's no issa mila. And the wisdom is no din tigul. Tigul is only on the korban or on the meat that the zrika helped. Here, the zrika did not help for this emurim. Therefore, there's no issa tigul. Who are din meisah, like Rashi says? Because there's only an issur meisur, ela the bosom. The achilu b'teich z'manai. Over here, they're not a din achilu anyway. And who adin, u mishum tumas aguf. So Rashi says also, mishum dashin, ha nitl terim, chayov mula mishum tumo. But she ain't nitl terim, ha chayov mula mishum tumo. And the emurim, the israbul tumo, mashal Hashem, it only has to be, dum yid the bosri after zrika. That it is a din that the emurim do become tamei, and have the Yisr Tomei on it, that's only if there was a Zrikas Adam on it. But here, according to Rabbi Lezer, the Zrikas does not help, since the Emurim are outside the Azorah, therefore there's no din Yisr Tumachal on it. Rabbi Akiva, says, Meilim Brem, says, yes, on these Emurim there is an Yisr Mila. And who are din the Chayovim Aleim, Mishum Pigul Neisr V'Tomei, that the Korban comes Pigul, or Neisr, or Tomei, it's Chal upon these Emurim also. So look, what's the Machlekes? My love, aren't we talking about that they took the emurim outside the Azorah and then they brought the emurim back inside the Azorah and now the Kohen made the Zrika? So what's the Machlokes? Overall, Pligi is the Machlokes. The Ma'as Sovah Nifslei B'Yotzei, Rav Lezer holds is a Psul Yotzei Chal upon these emurim. Therefore, even though Vishah Zrika is back inside the Beis HaMikdash, still the Zrika does not help for it, since it has a Psul. Therefore, it's not kaveda din mila, it's not kaveda din tigul. Well, now so far, that Rabbi Akiva holds, no mitzvah b'yotzei, no, there's no psul yotzei. Since the emurim went out before the zrikas adam, there's no psul yotzei on it. Therefore, it comes back in again, the zrika helps, therefore, takis kaveda for mila, there's no psul tigul on it. So, who is it, machlekes tanaim here, whether the emurim of kodesh kalim have a psul yotzei lefnei zrika? So Moshe says, no, amar papa, it could be, but the horder, I linu, kuliyam away pligi. Could be even Rabbi Lezer agrees, that if you bring it back in again, it could be then the zrika would help. Could be both of them agree that there's no psul yotzei on the emurim lefnei zrika. If you bring it back in again, even Rabbi Lezer would hold that the zrika would help to give her an issa mila, or to be kavei a pigul. So where is the machlokes then? Here could be the machlokes is that the emurim is still outside the Beis HaMikdash, is still outside the Azorah. Of all pligi, this is the machlokes Reb Lezer and the Bekiva. The mass of our ein zrika ne'elis liyotzei. That's Reb Lezer's form, that the zrika does not help on these emurim, since the mice of the shah zrika, it's outside the Azorah, it does not for yotzei. The mass of Reb Kiva says the bigger kid, he said no, that Zerika Meroves Liyotzei, even though right now Bishas, the Zerika, the Emurim is outside the Azorah, still the Zerika helps Liyotzei. It helps enough to be Kavei of the Yisamila and to give the Din Tigel. For the Gemara is this true, I have a Papu Diyomach, a Papu that says that the Yisnayu Avroi Kuliyam Liyotzei, that everybody admits that the Shtei Lechem is outside. There's a Gemara in Menachis that when they're outside, Leitliga, that the Shechita, the Korban, does not help the Shtei Alechem. And Rashi said, the Menachis Perek HaTremis, that the Shtei Alechem, that you bring on Shruis, Sheyotza, Ben Shechita Zrika, but when outside the Azorah, in between the Shechita and the Zrika, there's also Machlekes there, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Akiva, and the Papa learns there, that if it's outside the Azorah, everybody holds that the Shechita does not help, or the Zrika does not help, it's not in the Kaddish, the Shtei Alechem, with the Alinu, but only with the Machlokes by the Shtei Alechem, with the Alinu, Lekavoy, that after the Shtei Lechem went outside the Azara, and then you brought the Shtei Lechem back inside, and now you make this Zrikon on the Kivsei Terrace. That's the Pligi, that's the Machlokes over there. So the Chuli, you see, that Papa says, no, the only Machlokes when it's brought back, but if it's outside, everybody agrees, the Shchita, or the Hilachud Zrikon, should not help for the Emuhim. So Moses says, no, there's a difference. Hani Mili, when did your Papa say there in Menachis, Gabi Shtei Lechem? It's only by the Kedusha that's supposed to be Chal on the Shtei Lechem, because of the Shchita, because of the Zrika of the Kisvei Teres, after there the Lav Gufa de Zivcha. Over there the Shtei Lechem is not really part of the Korban. Therefore, if the Shtei Lechem is outside the Azor B'Shas Zrika, Shchita the Zrika does not help for it. Avali Murim, the Gufa de Zivcha. But over here, these Imurim of a Kachin Kalim, which is part of the Korban itself, it could be that he is now a Roy Pligi, that even though the Imurim is outside, still Rabbi Akiva holds his Zrika helps for it. So Kitzah, this Machlokes Anoyim, you have no proof. It's telling now a Shaila. It could be everybody agrees that there's no Psul Yotzei on the Imurim of Kachin Kalim if they go outside the Pnei Zrika. As long as it's brought back again before the Zrika, could be everybody agrees the Zrika would help. Then the Mishnah says, Oifreis Kaidmim. That Oifreis come before Menachas. So Moshe says, Adrav, it's first with the opposite way. Menachas Kaidmim, maybe a Mincha should come before Oifreis. She can Yeshna B'tzibur, Kibbe Yochidim. There's a Mincha Tzibur. Mashenk and Oifreis is never Oif of a Korban Tzibur. So Moshe says, Afidroch, even so, Mine Domim Adifa. Since the Meister, the Oifreis have Dam, as weak as a Dam, that's more of a Kedusha than just the Mincha without the Dam. Then the Mishnah says, Minchas Chayta comes before Minchas Nadova. So Moses says, Adarav, maybe it's for the opposite way, Minchas Nadova Kedemis. Maybe a Minchas Nadova should come first. She came to Neshemin and Levena. By regular Minchas Nadova, you have to put in the Shemin and Levena also. Whereas by Minchas Chayta, it's like Minchas Yovesh, there's no Shemin, there's no Levena there. Moses says, Afilawach, even so, Minchas Chayta, Habu al chet adifa, a minchas chet that comes before because of a chet, that's more chosha, that's adifa, that comes first. Then a chaperis, because it comes for a kapara. Having one says, I have a question like this. What's going to be minchas chetah or minchas nedovom, eizam yam kademis? Which one should come first? The mincha that a chetah has to bring, it's not really for a kapara, it's only to mevayir to tell us if she did the chet or not. Or a minchas nedovom. What's the svara? Minchas nedava kaidma she came to neshemin ulevoina. Regularly, minchas nedava has inside it shemin and levoina. Mashenke minchas chayt is also yavish, also has no shemin and a levoina. Or do we maybe know minchas chayt kaidma she came bo levar oven? Like it's coming to tell us if she did the chetanat in levayu to try and clarify to us whether she did the chetanat. So even though it's not a real kaporon, but still it comes for a big purpose. So which one has more like Kedusha, which one should come first? Toshma come in here. This says clearly in the Braisa, Minchas Choyto Kedemes Le Minchas Nadova. And Minchas Choyto Tzadik is, that's what says the Mishnah. So Minchas Choyto Kedemes Le Minchas Nadova. So Tzadik is Minchas Choyto to Kodmo Le Minchas Nadova. Or Minchas Choyto Loi, but a Minchas Choyto will not come first. So Mora says no, Miketani does it say the Vnei Shimi Chaperis, and said because of Minchas Chayta as a mindless Mechaperis, the Vnei Shibu ala Chet Ketani, because it comes because of a Chet, and Minchas Chayta comes because she did a Chet. That's the reason of the Mishnah. That's why it's more Choshev than a Minchas Nadova. If so, the same Svar applies by Saito, Bo Nami, Bo ala Chet, and Minchas Chayta also comes on a Chet, it comes because of a Chet, and the Vayat a Chet, so that the Svar, Minchas Chayta, should come before the claim should bring the Minchas Saita before Minchas Nadova. Again, these shalas are, if both Menachas are in front of him, and he doesn't know which one comes first, there's a Svara, since it's Moma Kudish, it comes first. Toshma, come in here. It says, Zu Kodma Lezu. One comes before the other. Shezu Bo Min Achitim, Vizu Bo Min Aferim. That one Mincha comes before the other, because this Mincha comes from Chitim, Mashma Chitim is more Choshev, and the other Mincha comes from Serim. So Shalom, what is the price talking about? So my life isn't the price talking about Minchas Nedova, the Minchas Saita. They come to tell us that a Minchas Nedova comes first, A minchas nedova comes from chitin, from wheat, and a minchas seitan comes from barley. So here you see, minchas nedova comes first. Smor says, noi, minchas choito le minchas seitan. That means a minchas choito, a minchas choito comes from a wheat, that comes before a seitan. So the Gemara, that's what's talking about. What do you have to say? This reason for him, typically, dvar mechaperis, dvar le mechaperis. I should have said a better reason. I should have said that a minchas choito is mechaper on the chet. Mashenke, a minchas choito is not mechaper on the chet. True, it comes because of a chet. It's mevayu the chet, but it's not mechaper on the chet. So Mor says, so what do you want to say? V'yelamai, minchas nedava. You want to say that a minchas nedava means as brisa, and it's saying that a minchas nedava comes before a minchas asaita. If so, also, it should have said a different reason. Typically, it should have said a different reason. It should have said, Tizutu Neshemen Levoina, that a minchas nedava needs Shemen and Levoina. Maybe that's why it comes first. Tizuaina to Neshemen Levoina. And this one, minchas Saita does not need Shemen Levoina. Sakam, it says the reason of Chitim Sarim. Anyway, it's Shver. Ella, what do you have to answer? Chad Mitzray Time and Nakit. And the Mishnah says, one of two reasons. So if we have no proof in his Brysam, it could be the Brysam talking about a minchas choita comes before minchas seita. Ah, yes, the question, why does he have to say chitma b'sarim? Let it say mechaperis. And Echanami, it could have said it. Just the Brysam saying one of two reasons. So if we have no proof to say that it means a minchas nadava should come before a minchas seita. How does Momestavra to say it just means a minchas choita that comes before a minchas seita? Then the Mishnah says, Chati Seif Kedemus. That a Chati Seif comes before an Ela Seif. Samor says, Minan Amin, how do we know this from? The Tanur Abonim, one of the Mishnah says, Ve'ikriv Es HaShem LeChatis Rishonah. He should bring the one that's supposed to be a Chatis first. So that's how we know a Chatis comes first. So the Chur Matam, what do we need this Pasik for? The Chur Shein Tam, but then even without this Pasik. Shilmoid Shetikorov Rishon. If it's only common to teach us that a chatis comes with first, or kvanem, we have another passage that says, v'yasasheni yasayla, that the second one should be a kvanayla. So who I know already from one passage that a chatis comes first. Now she says, v'shmiyas hakilksiv. So what does it say over again for? Elezeh bonav, v'chol chatois, tiz v'binyinav, anytime there's a shalom of a korban chatis or kvanayla, a korban chatis always comes first. Sheyiktimu loyla, Ha boys imohim, the korban chatas always comes before the korban eloh that comes with it. Bein chatas seif le seif, where there's a shan of oifos that the chatas seif should come before the other seif. Bein chatas beima liyelus beima, where there's a shan of chatas also that a chatas of a korban chatas comes before an eloh beima. The afilu chatas seif liyelus beima, the chiddush is even a chatas seif comes before an Eilas Behema. Therefore, Chat is Seif, Liyola Seif. How do I know to say that a Chat is Seif, that the Mishnah says, comes before an Eilas Seif? Nidiyas HaShaini, since the Apostle says the second one should be an Eilas, that's the Binyanav. Anytime you have a Chat is and an Eilas, the Chat is comes first. Now, Chat is Behema, Liyola is Behema. How do I know to say that a Chat is Behema comes before an Eilas Behema? Midiribu Rachmana, since there's a Ribri Hakor here. So Rashi says that we have before, Upar Sheni Ben Bokor. So that limit is that the Chatis always comes first. A Chatis Beima comes before an Elas Beima. Now, Chatis Oif, Liyelas Beima. How do I know to say that even a Chatis Oif comes before an Elas Beima? Mizer Bonav, that's what need to be enough for. That even the case it's an Oif, but since it's a Chatis, a chatis seif comes before an eloh's beima. Toshma, come in here. Reb Lezer says, Kol mokim shenischal for chatis. Every time you have to change around the chatis, Rashi says, Voifos boyin tachtem, like by dali dalis, in a case where you can't afford to bring a chatis, so instead you have to bring a knife. So when the oif is coming instead of the chatis, Rashi says, Badalis, Gagain betomei migdash. The ikre chatis, the main korban was supposed to be a chatis behema, but he can't afford it. So instead, you bring shtei teirim. So the loch reads, "Komak b'shaschal for chatis, chatis kedemus." That a chatis comes first. Rashi says, "Dechsev lechatis v'shainer, mishum diikre chatis, the ikre is a chatis." what's going to be your ledis? I said, they got the word your ledis. Mashen came, oy lo, again, kol motem shneschal pochatis, sochatis kedemis. Vikan, oy lo kedemis, but here there's a special desire to kosiv, that the yellow comes first. That she says, vikan means be your ledis. And each that gave birth, she'oif tachas oyla, that the oif she brings is instead of a korban oyla who bore. The abahem ikur hois oyla, the ikur hem was a korban oyla. So here kedemis, here even though she brings two birds, the oyla self comes first, kesibu echad liyola v'yechad l'chatis, one is for an oyla, one is for a chatis. So even though always the chatis comes first, but by yoledis is different. The kan by yoledis, when she brings the two birds, oyla kedemis. Now, v'chol mokim shibu al chet, anytime you bring in a korban on a chet, so chatis kedemis, that usually the korban chatis comes first. Rashi says, when v'tonim migdash, you bring steyofis, tachas chatis, so one of them, echad hein voyin, shoy basiris lehoyim mechuyiv el chatis, v'kam v'yoledis, shen bo tachas beino, eloif oilom, hilu basiris nami, humas yoif, lechatis imonis beino. As by yoledis, even if should be rich, the oilo oif lechatis, that by yoledis, if she could afford it, she has to bring an oilas behemah, and the oif has to be a chatis. So that's why by yoledis, that the main thing is the korban oilam, therefore even though she brings out two birds, the oilam comes first. He must say the bakomokim shibu achet, chatis kodemis. That usually when, like a regular tumis oilam biyarid, when you come in for a chet of tumis migdash, there the ikah, the korban is the chatis. Now when you bring the birds, the chatis comes first. Vashrenkin v'kan, by yoledis, oyla kedemis, the equal of the korban of the yoledis is the korban oyla. See, even now when she's bringing the two birds, the oyla saif comes first. So chol mokim sheshnayim boyim tachas chatis, anytime the two oifas come instead of the korban chatis, chatis kedemis, usually the chatis saif comes first. V'kan though, by yoledis, oyla kedemis, like we said, but by yoledis here it's different. The oilas time, the oilas life comes first. So Rashi says, Alma, what do we see from here? That oilas shebehem yoledis. When a yoledis has to bring a korban oilam, kodemus achatis, it comes before the chatis. Shoyav chalip, and even when you machlif it, and you don't bring the oilam, but you bring a knife, it also comes first. The chatis, umatif ben amish, says no, to the chatis seif, is kodemun oilas behema. So who here by yoledis, you know like that. So my answer is, Amar Rava, l'mikra dima kasif. Rashi says, only for the mikra, means shetei nikras, binyin tchila. That it's called, the oila is called first. Ababavidosan, enechanami, chatis kedemis, ukriyamorin, mizeh bonav. Enechanami doesn't really mean the akrova of the oila's life, of yoledis comes first. The actual akrova could be the chatis that comes first. It's only the mikra, the person only says that's the way we read it that way. In other words, when you first maktish it, you're supposed to be maktish. That's what Tais learns. But it means that when you maktish, when the yoledis has to bring a chatis and an oila, so she's supposed to be maktish first, the oila. But enech nami, la krovo, avada, first the chatis comes, that's how bring it out. Even by yoledis, the krovo of the chatis is first before the oila. It's only for the head, you should be maktish then, she should be maktish first the oila, then the chatis. Toshma, the Gemara says, come in here. It says, Purim kodmim li'elim. There's a price that says that a par comes before an ayin. Comes before an ayin. A ram, v'elim kodmim l'kvosim. The rams comes before the lambs. Kvosim l'sirim. A lamb comes before the goats. So now, my love doesn't need to say this price talking about the chag. They're talking about on the